our university almost closed about 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. We lost our contract for GME training from LA County, costing us millions of dollars a year of revenue. We burned our cash down to less than $1 million on hand. We were placed on accreditation probation. We had a finance audit with almost 40 findings. We're probably twice our covenant levels for cash on hand. Our enrollment is growing. We've returned to graduate medical education. We just received our audit reports for this year. We have no weaknesses, no deficiencies, no findings. It's our fifth year in a row where we've had either zero or one finding compared to that year some years ago where we had almost 40. And all of our programs are either fully or maximally accredited. From being on accreditation probation, taken off, when I came in 10 years ago, the selection of a permanent president was one of the criteria for taking us off probation. We're now maximally accredited by the Western Association, Senior Colleges and Universities Commission. And not only are we fully accredited, but university leaders are being asked to participate more and more on WASC accreditation teams. So a lot of people have been pulling for us. I want to shout out, of course, the Wellness Foundation, California Endowment, Bob Ross, Second District Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas. Without the support of you all and others, and these are just some of the big names that come to mind, this university would have closed. But people like Supervisor Ridley Thomas basically said, this university is too important to let circumstances close it. And so we're just trying to make sure that we are delivering on the investment and commitment that they made to us. And so that's part of our big motivation.